Well, I'm standing outside the front of the Guardian offices now with another interested reader. I think I would describe you as. Introduce yourself, please.
Hello, my name's Daniel Watkins and I work for the New Economics Foundation.
So, how's your day been?
Day's been fantastic so far. Chance to rub shoulders with lots of the people who you read in the paper every day. And also a chance to have some of the bigger debates around phone hacking and some of the smaller debates around when your bread's ready in the oven.
Yes, I've been at both of those. So tell me what you thought of the phone hacking debate.
The phone hacking debate was absolutely fantastic because you had these, you had the new power structures there, and people talk about the tweeting, social media. But you also had this sort of clashing of the titans almost, you know, the broadsheets with Alan Rusbridge against the David Banks of the world, the sort of red tops. And it was very clear that actually, despite the furore in the public and in the paper, the real power structure and the real power battle is still going to come in autumn of this year and beyond when Leveson comes forward. So it was brilliant to see the actual debate still taking place and the terms of the debate still being actually laid down.
And David Banks, former Mirror editor, what did he end up trying to defend the indefensible, or was it a bit more subtle?
he was a bit of a parody of what you might imagine a tabloid editor to be. And he was very much of the old school of thought, you know, tabloid journalists and tabloids out there only to make money and basically giving a reason for the way that they'd acted over the last few decades.
Thanks very much.
Thank you.